You can go to Springfield, Illinois and learn plenty about President Abraham Lincoln. His home and presidential library are there. But if you want to find the place where he got his start in politics, you'll need to drive further south in the state. The story of what happened there is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter, where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Capitol building remains in Vandalia, Illinois, but the seat of government has long since moved. Dale Timmerman says one very noteworthy man once served in this building.
Lincoln actually comes on the scene in December of 1834. He joined the legislature here as a freshman representative.
It was the first time Lincoln held elected office, serving here from 1834 to 1839. People in Vandalia may not like Lincoln, though.
He was influential in moving the Capitol from Vandalia to Springfield, which was in his home district, of course. And so there was selfish interest there.
Springfield is today noted as Lincoln's hometown, but it was Vandalia that provided a political foundation.
He actually gained a whole lot of his political experience, which really set up for the rest of life here. And he was a member of a group called the Long Nine. There were nine legislators from Sangamon County, and they were called the Long Nine because they were all over 6 feet tall, which was pretty unusual at that point in time.
The Long Nine's push to move the state capital was part of a much larger measure.
And actually, part of that was something called the Internal Improvements Act of 1839. It was probably the biggest financial boondoggle the state has ever gotten into. Now, we may surpass that today. They authorized spending totaling $15 million at a time when all the property in the state was assessed at $5 million. It took like 40 or 50 years to repay the bonds that they issued.
Timmerman says few people know of Lincoln's ties to Vandalia, yet the town and the capital played a very important part in his life. Some of those little-known stories are next time. As we travel the countryside in Vandalia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.